For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, it was some great games all weekend. It was crazy because I know we were talking about the Nebraska.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What game? I was like, you just don't know what Illinois team's going to show up.
Yep, well, they're tough.
They're tough as hell.
Yeah, Brett Bielema coaches tough football teams.
They are tough as hell, man. And you know, I think Pat Mahomes' clone, he's going to be a good player, man.
Yeah, he's a true freshman.
He's going to be a good player.
He makes a lot of great plays. He makes mistakes like a freshman will.
He's going to be a good player.
Wins that game, by the way, Friday night in overtime, 31-21 at Nebraska. And look, you're right. I think Nebraska has things rolling a little bit. But yeah, it's going to take him a minute as a freshman. That USC-Michigan game
went just
was
like
exactly what we thought Michigan would do with Alex Orgy.
How many passes they threw? Seven?
Seven? Well, they completed seven.
Completed
I think
seven.
They threw 11 or something. But yeah, they passed for 30 yards. They ran the ball 50 times, and they averaged like 7 yards a run. Now, USC, I will give them credit.
They fought.
You know, they made dumb mistakes, and they could have rolled over, and I don't know, other Lincoln Riley teams in the past probably would have. They fought, and they made that thing interesting and certainly could have won the game.
Right.
But, yeah, man, I mean, welcome to the Big Ten.
Yeah, man.
Michigan's going to run the ball 1,000 times.
They bludged them. Utah, big time.
Yeah, weird game.
Yeah, weird game.
Unfortunately, Cam Rising just doesn't play.
He can't play.
He just doesn't play football.
Just don't let him play then.
Yeah.
I mean, he's it's always something.
What color shirt would it be this time?
I don't know. It's always something. But, I mean, the boy in Miami can play for 12 years. So can he. I mean, just whatever. Utah, nice close win there. I still think they're going to win the Big 12. But the big game was the Tennessee-Oklahoma game, obviously bunk. Oklahoma's quarterback stinks.
Yeah.
He's the reason they lost the game. Now, Tennessee played okay. They played great. They played great defensively.
Yeah, their defense played great. Yeah.
But he stinks.
He does.
He stinks.
Jackson Arnold.
And we were mentioning him on Friday's show, and I was like, if he plays well, they'll be in this game.
Yeah.
Yeah, he stunk.
Yeah, and they were in the game even though he didn't play well. But yeah, no, I mean, you can't, you know, they came up because their defense did a nice job too. Like to hold Tennessee to 25 points and be in that game in the second half with doing absolutely nothing offensively.
Nothing.
And they scored a couple in the fourth quarter that was kind of, you know, kind of game over kind of stuff to make the score look a little bit better than it was. Tennessee held them to 3 points in the first three quarters. Mm-hmm. Tennessee's defense, we talked about this last week, kind of the same thing with the Chiefs. because you know Heupel and you're familiar with Nico and some of what that offense has been, that kind of carries the narrative for them. Mm-hmm. Tennessee's got NFL first round on that defense.
They do.
And there's a big reason why they're a lot more of a legitimate contender this year than they were a couple of years ago.
With Hendon Hooker.
Yeah, with Hooker. Yeah. And that was a good team. Yes. But
this defense
is better. Their running back that they have on this team, Sampson, is the real deal. Yes. Obviously, Iamaliava is quite good and is just going to get better. That dude's He's tall, man.
Yes, he's about 6'5", isn't he?
Yeah.
About 6'5".
They were showing some highlights of him playing volleyball.
Hell of an athlete.
That guy's huge.
You saw the run he had? Yeah. I mean, this dude, he's legit. This dude is legit number one overall pick good. And this team here is better than those teams.
I agree.
Those Hendon Hooker teams. I think they are. This team is better.
I think they are.
But yeah, I mean, they went in there and they found a way to win.
No, but you're right, though, about the Oklahoma quarterback situation because, you know, with their Dylan Gabriel transfers to Oregon and everybody was like, oh, it's no big deal. We got this guy waiting in the wings, big-time recruit and all that. I mean, they get that turnover inside the 10-yard line with a chance to tie it. That would have tied the game. That would have made it 10-10. And immediately throws an interception on the next play.
It's bad.
Like, you just, that's just demoralizing when your defense is giving you a chance to win. So, yeah, nice win by Tennessee, though, to go in there and dominate like that. Again, 25-15 doesn't tell the story. Mm-hmm. Probably more of like a 31-3 would have been an appropriate final to that game. But, it's a nice win for Tennessee.
It was bad. I was at your house and we were watching the TV and everything. I saw the ticker go across and it said James Madison had 70 points. And so I thought it was a basketball game against North Carolina. I thought they were like James Madison, North Carolina having a friendly?
Like an early midnight madness or something like that?
Yeah, they having a friendly or something on this glorious Saturday. No. James Madison's football team put up 70 points on Mack Brown. Mack, it's about time.
Yeah.
It's about the time.
In Chapel Hill, obviously they were not going to go to James Madison. But I don't know, like, there's so many things about that game that are outrageous. Like, is it that James Madison went in there and scored 70?
I don't know.
Is it that they gave up 50 and still won by 3 touchdowns?
Unbelievable.
Like, 120 points combined in a football game that's only 60 minutes long is outrageous.
Yes.
Like,
I mean, everybody scored in the first play.
And again, remember North Carolina a couple years ago? They had a couple games early in the season. They fired their DC and they've turned over that whole side of the ball. They gave up 40 points in the fourth quarter to App. Remember that a couple years ago?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
App State scored 40 points on them in the fourth quarter to send the game into overtime, and they ultimately won that game.
Yeah.
But, Mack Brown's not had a great run of defense there on Chapel Hill. Yeah, 70 points to James Madison.
Georgia Tech loses to Louisville because they couldn't get the run game going.
I think Canes King had a few, but outside of him, they ran for about 50 yards.
They couldn't get the run game going, and their defense still is becoming a problem. And I thought it would be a better operation this year. Monk, it definitely has not been that way. And I think the game of the day was that Colorado game. I mean, just because of the moment.
Yeah, I think it was. I mean, the final few minutes in overtime.
It was crazy.
The game itself.
The game itself sucked.
There was some moments.
The game itself sucked.
Was gross at times. But
the ending.
Yes.
I mean, never say die, because you didn't have to have a Hail Mary if the dude catches the ball the play before.
I know, but what happens if he does? Like, you gotta scurry up there.
It's college.
Yeah,
so
I know.
The clock would have stopped for them, and they could have got up there, and they could have spiked it or whatever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's the drama. And then for him to roll to his left, and, I mean, the way Shador throws the ball, he flicks it. Mm-hmm. And that defender was in his face, and he just flicked it. And, I mean, what a great catch. Obviously, you know, they're getting overtime. And then the best player in college football, damn Travis Hunter, they're going in for the score. It's nobody there. Mm-hmm. And it's Travis, and it's the ball carrier. And Travis separates the ball carrier from the ball.
Yeah, makes the play. Wow. Had, 130 yards receiving?
Wow.
Biggest defensive play. Did he have a pick also or no? That was the week before. A couple touchdowns and a pick. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it would have to be, like, maddening if you're Baylor or whoever it is that you're playing against them, because it's like, we got a game plan for him defensively because he's just going to dice us up. Him and Shador have that great relationship. If we don't get him on the ground, he's going to the house. It's like, all right, at least we got to worry about him the whole game.
Yes.
Because then he's just going to play defensive back and he's going to lock our best receiver down. If we throw it to his side of the field, he's probably going to pick it off. He could tackle in space. I was listening to some of the game day guys talk about him. He's athletically probably the most talented guy in college football. Is that fair to say?
Dude.
He might also try the hardest.
This guy plays hard.
So hard.
He plays so hard, Andy, and he doesn't give up on plays.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw the last game they had when, like, he ran the dude down. Like, he is just such in the body of what, because he's a great student, they say. Also, he's a good kid that has a lot of big personality, a lot of fun, you know. And I was just thinking about, like, he's the best two-way player I've seen in college. Since Champ
Charles Woodson,
like
Champ
Bailey. I didn't look at Woody as a
because it was more specialty.
It was more specialty. He played little receiver, but like nobody played it. Like Champ didn't play receiver this much, but Champ played more receiver than Woody did. But I mean, just for him to just be, like I said, the best athlete.
He plays every down.
Like this dude,
both sides of the ball.
Like he probably won't do nothing at the combine. But if he did, he's gonna have every single record. Every single drill, he's going to have every single record. All right? This dude is a freak, and he ain't the biggest dude, but he has, like, his spring, his explosiveness is, like, next to none.
What does he do next level? Like, does
I don't know.
I mean, you make more money playing receiver.
Yeah.
But, like, do they let him do both at all? No teams really want to do that, probably. No one really does that ever in the NFL. Yeah. Like, you get to the NFL, and they kind of make you pick a side. I guess Deion did a little bit, right? They'd get the ball in Deion's hands some when he was in when he was on various teams, but mostly played DB, right? I don't know what he does. Highest paid receiver in the NFL makes $35 million a year.
Highest paid
DB makes about 26, 24. Okay. Yeah, so maybe that's how you make your decision.
Maybe. I don't know. But, yeah, that dude is just – he's just on a different level, man. And, like, I mean, don't look now. Colorado's, what, 3-1 now?
Yep.
And so, I mean, they're in the right direction and everything. Not saying they're going to win the Big 10 or Big 12 or anything like that.
Yeah, we'll see. Baylor's not great. I don't know about Dave Aranda now. Like, I mean, he was a hot name a couple years ago.
That.
A couple down years.
Yeah,
like,
man. Program builder.
That's a bad loss. They should have won that game.
Yes,
I mean, they're kicking a field goal late in the fourth quarter to go up 10. Their kicker snap hooks it, and then Colorado does the rest. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It's amazing how quickly you sort of fall out of grace a little bit. And that's why I'm always like, when you're one of those guys, you got to kind of go for the big job while it's available.
I agree.
Because Matt Campbell was there with Iowa State, and kind of the shine's off that a little bit, even though I still think he's a really good coach.
Right.
But Dave Aranda, a couple years ago, his name was mentioned for some of the big openings, and now who knows?
I'm a Steve Baylor.
Yeah.
All right, man. Florida State got to win.
They did.
Woo!
They did. It was dicey.
Florida got to win.
It was dicey for Florida State. Wasn't dicey for Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
They beat the hell out of Mississippi State. Good for them.
They damn sure did.
They needed to do that.
And I saw. I didn't get a chance to watch the Auburn game, but I saw at the end. Oh boy, he just blaming everybody. We got to find somebody to throw it better, to catch it better.
Yep.
Block it better.
Now he's not afraid to throw all his players under the bus.
How about you coach it better, Hugh?
Yeah.
How about that, Hugh Freeze? How about you coach it better?
Transfer portal era. You're allowed to get better guys.
We got to throw it better, grind it better. No, how about you coach it better? How about you coach it better?
Is Missouri maybe not as good?
Oh, man.
People thought? Kind of slogged against BC.
They slogged, like you said, but they end up in the BC game.
They win that game.
Yeah, and then
Vanderbilt takes them to overtime at home, misses a field goal.
Where are they at? They're
at seven.
I still think they're around there.
The good thing for them is they got a
favorable
schedule.
Their schedule is easy as hell.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.